OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's mow.
It is time for the power rankings.
This next slot is our power ranking slot, which has become known as Two Pricks, One List.
D-O-L-L-O-C-K-S.
Go with fancy gangs. Get the simple things wrong. A nice team.
Where did this ferocious determination out there today come from?
The media. Every one of them wrote us off.
The article was rubbish.
You know, it's not my fault. We just haven't been playing a big game in Croke Park.
I've been a loser all my life. Today, holding standby.
It is time for the power ranking with Owen Sheehan. Owen Sheehan power ranking. How did that happen? You're a clown.
Yeah, no choice about the thing. So it is up to you, Shane, to be a bit of a dick. That's the only job, part that you have to do. Just be a bit of a dick. That's all you have to do for this morning. Let's go and do a countdown. We have a little bit of movement at the bottom of the table because we've got London down to 32nd, Waterford down to 31st, and Sligo up to 30th. They have served their time at the bottom of the power rankings after forfeiting that game against Galway. 29th, we have Carlow. 28 is Antrim. 27 is Louth. 26 is Wexford. And 25 is Leitrim. No change on page 2. 24th place is Wicklow. 23 is Limerick. 22 is Offaly. In 21st place is Longford. And in 20th is Derry. Fermanagh are 19th. Westmeath are 18th. And in 17th place is Clare. Right, let's go on to 16th. Leash, staying put at number 16. Down, staying put at number 15. And Kildare, staying put at number 14. And the team that beat Kildare have dropped 5 places all the way down to 13th place. That is Meath. They were a Division 1 team this year. They got relegated. They got hockeyed by the Dubs on Saturday night. They definitely aren't going up in the table, but I decided to move them down 5 places. Ahead of them then, 12th place are Monaghan. 11th place are Armagh. 10th is Roscommon. And in 9th place, plummeting down the leaderboard, just like Meath, is Cork. Outside of the top 8 once again. And into the top 8 we go. Galway down to 8th, and they have been displaced because Tipperary shooting up the leaderboard. They are Munster champions for the first time in 85 years. They are up 6 places to 7th in this week's power rankings. The big risers, to say the least. Number 6 is Tyrone. Number 5 is Donegal, who are down after their terrible, terrible defeat at the hands of Cavan. Nobody saw that coming. And Cavan leapfrogged them into the top 4. I put them in at number 4. This is their day in the sun. This is bigger than winning their first Ulster title in 23 years. You're top 4 in the power rankings. I know that they've been slagged off by a lot of people, especially for me having them so high in the power rankings over the last few months. Finally, they've shown it. The proof is in the pudding. They're into the top 4, up 5 places. Top 3, there might be a little bit of disagreement about this. I put Kerry back in at number 3, Shane. They're up 2 places because, let's face it, they're still the third best team in Ireland. This is an aberration of a year. This is a strange year. And I can't really see. Cork obviously can't stay ahead of them after their defeat to Tipperary. Just can't stand over that whatsoever. So I put them up to number 3 by default almost. And Mayo back up to number 2 because Donegal proved that they just can't get into a semi-final no matter how hard they try. And at number 1, going nowhere, and probably going nowhere ever again, is Dublin. Shane Hannan, what do you think?
Okay. Oh, and I don't even know where to start here. So, aberration of a year. It's an aberration of a power ranking, to be fair. So, before I get into the some of the comments from listeners and viewers who have their own gripes with this, I'm going to give some of my own. So, this has been described by a lot of people as reactionary. And I think that's actually giving you too much credit here, because Shane on YouTube says there's a lot of pressure on Owen today for these power rankings, hashtag Cavan. So we know where Shane is from. But let me just pick apart some of these places. So we all care about our own county. We all look at these power rankings, Owen, and straight away our eyes are taken to our own county. So I know Arthur O'Dea and our off the ball team is a Sligo man. They're back into the top 30. So it's a big day for them, but everyone watching out for their own county. Monaghan are 12th. Okay, so that's laughable for a start. Monaghan took the Ulster champions Cavan to extra time, 9 points up at one stage, threw the game away, stayed in Division 1 for 2021, the 7th successive year they'll be in Division 1. Only Kerry and Dublin are there longer, Owen, and yet, so we're top 6 in the country, if you only look at the league. Granted, we lost the championship game, but so did Kerry, so did Galway, so did Roscommon, who are in 10th above us, by the way, and Armagh in 11th above us. Two teams newly promoted to Division 1, while Monaghan are established in the top tier. So that on its own is ridiculous, well, outrageous.
I would contend on that point. Give me your other championship form. Yes, I will give a free pass for anybody who's lost a game this year. It's been a strange year in the championship. But give me your 2019 form. Where are your receipts for 2019? Oh, wait, you didn't actually manage to win a single game in 2019. You got done by Cavan in 2019. You got done in the back door as well by Armagh. These are not teams that Monaghan should be losing to in championship if you are going to stand over your Division 1 status as something that is actually meaningful.
Look, Monaghan's not the only county we're talking about here. You have Tipperary down in 7th. I mean, Tip, we're just after speaking to Michael Quinlevin. They're about to head into a winnable semi-final with all respect to Mayo, who of course are favourites. But in my opinion as well, you've Cavan in 4th, Tip in 7th. Very unfair on Tipperary. So any Tipperary fans, get in touch online this morning. Meath are in 13th. Go again, so, Owen.
Just before we go into Meath, because Meath is probably a special case, but it's always a special case. They always get so much limelight in this slot. On the point of why Cavan are up to 4th and why Cork managed to get to that lofty spot, you can't do much better for your power rankings rank than being a Division 2 or 3 team and taking out one of the big boys. And this has happened twice in this year's championship. Donegal have got pipped and Kerry have got pipped. Who are the teams that beat them? They deserve a big rise on that given week. So Cavan deserve the rise they got after Monaghan, for example. Not as big a rise as they're getting now after Donegal. Donegal were the number 2 team in the country this time last week, according to these rankings. If you beat them as a team who got relegated to Division 3, you're getting a big gold bump, and you're getting a bump all the way to number 4. This happened to Cork as well. But the reason why Cork have been taken away from that lofty height is that they proved at the weekend that their form against Kerry was not form at all. It was one amazing afternoon that they had where they were the better team, don't get me wrong, because Kerry were absolutely atrocious. There was a little bit of fortune involved, but it was luck. It was a one-off, not luck, but it was a one-off. It was definitely a one-off performance from Cork on that occasion, and maybe a one-off from Kerry as well. They backed that up with a win over Tipperary. They'd still probably be sitting in the top 5. I'm not going to deny that. The problem is a defeat to Tipperary shows they're off the level of beating a Division 1 team, the Division 1 champions, regularly. So that's why they're down. And Cavan have shown during this run of Ulster teams, this run of Ulster games that they've played, that they can beat Division 1 teams regularly. And for that reason, they're a top 5 team. And I've gone for them at number 4 because you just can't put them below Donegal because they beat them at the weekend.
You mentioned Meath. I mean, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here on behalf of Meath fans, and rightly so, because they're 13th in these latest power rankings. In my opinion, they'd beat Cork, who are in 9th. So, okay, they lost heavily to Dublin, but the logic.
I'm not sure they would, Shane. I actually don't think so. Like, I think you can maybe find a lot of holes in this, but I'm not sure Meath beat Monaghan. I'm not sure Meath beat Armagh. I'm not sure Meath beat Roscommon. I'm not sure Meath beat Cork. I'm not sure Meath beat anybody that is actually ahead of them in the power rankings. And in fact, give me evidence of Meath beating any of those teams in the recent past. We were luxuriating in the comeback of Meath because they beat Kildare and because they beat Wicklow. Shame on us. Shame on me for having Meath in, what was it, 8th place. I had Meath in 8th place last week. I'll hold my hands up and say I got it badly wrong on Meath. I'm embarrassed with myself for getting completely carried away by the fact that our producer is from Meath and all we ever hear about is Meath, 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 and they're unbelievably important and they have this sense of entitlement that comes from their very nickname. I like the monarchy of Meath is long dead. Like, I mean, they just are not a thing at the moment. And for them to have been in 8th last week was definitely one of the worst calls I've ever made in these power rankings. But at least I've been big enough to put my hands up and say, I'll fix it. And that's exactly what I've done. So, no, I don't think they would beat Cork, to be honest with you.
Like, granted, they were relegated from Division 1, Meath, but for a team that only picked up 1 point, they were far better than the 1 point they picked up because they pushed a lot of teams close, including the Dubs, it has to be said. Yeah, okay, the teams they beat were Wicklow and Kildare.
You cannot be using that league game as evidence for anything. We saw what happened on Saturday. After Saturday, league is league is league is league. That cliche is underlined and also in bowls and absolutely loads of exclamation marks around it, especially when it comes to the Dubs. League is league. You cannot be looking at that game in Parnell Park as any evidence of where teams are at, given what happened on Saturday night.
Okay, well, to be fair, right, we get bogged down in teams like Meath. And yes, you're right, our producer Tommy Rooney is a Meath man, and we do probably give them far too much airtime. But Longford, for example, I just want to touch on Longford. Okay, so you have them down in 20th. So Port Davis, if he's watching, the Longford manager, if Mickey Quinn is on with us again over the next week or two, I'm sure he'll have something to say about this. I get why they're 20th. I get on in one instance why they're 20th, because they finished fourth in Division 3. So they're a mid-table Division 3 team if you go off the league. So you have them actually 21st. So they won a championship game this year in a knockout championship. They beat Louth by 2 points. They deserve a lift up. Port Davis and his players will be sick. I'm interested to hear their take on this. They're behind teams who lost their only championship game this year, like Derry, like Fermanagh. So where's the logic in having a county like Longford? And it might be a strange hill for some people Longford, but for them to be down in 21st, having won a championship game in a highly pressurised knockout championship, what does a team need to do to move up 4 or 5, 6 places?
I'll tell you one thing, Shane. I usually have my arguments about Longford prepared when someone like Jura would actually come at me about Longford being in 21st. I probably have shredded those notes about 4 or 5 weeks ago at this point. If we just rerun the clocks, I would have absolutely refuted that point vociferously and strongly. And knowing my own logic, it definitely would have been correct to have them at 21st. Why Derry are ahead of them in 20th, I definitely recall there being a bit of logic that went into these power rankings, down to the fact that Derry didn't crash out in terrible, terrible fashion out of the championship. They looked okay in a tough Ulster championship. The one thing that kind of screwed it all up for me was maybe Armagh, and Armagh have catfished us all potentially by proving to be not what we thought they were, and by actually being a very poor football team, and they actually came up against it in Donegal the previous week. And maybe I was using that as the logic to keep Derry ahead of Longford, and maybe that's flawed. So I'll give you that. Maybe there's a little bit of flexibility allowed there. Maybe in our off-season rankings, Longford will go up. We are going to do off-season rankings, by the way. People are saying, well, why are Louth still in 27th? They've appointed Mickey Hart as manager. Don't worry, they will drop. I will be able to bring them down as a result of appointing Mickey Hart over the next couple of months. We will do that in the off-season. Just one other thing on Sligo. Just want to bring this tweet up from last week. We had this tweeter, Paddy, who got in touch, who complained about Sligo, basically saying, surely if Sligo are at 32 because they didn't show up for the championship, then Kerry should be at 31 for the same reason. Fair point from Paddy, and that is probably the most effective comment I've ever seen on the power rankings. And as a result of that, Sligo have managed to make their jump back up the power rankings, and Kerry are also in third. So I don't know. Like, I mean, is there any other complaints that you have about this before we wrap up?
I mean, we have a couple of commenters who have complaints. Patrick Conway on YouTube: adjusted for football playing population and resources, Tip and Cavan should be 1 and 2 respectively. The power rankings is like the Leinster Championship. Take Dublin out of it. And then Fergal Moyles on YouTube says, Tip and Cavan should be top 8 for sure, with Cavan ahead of Tip. To be fair, you've done that. So some people are unhappy. Adjusted for population is an interesting one. If that was the case, Monaghan would perhaps be in the top 3. The fact that Kerry are up there, a lot of people unhappy with that. I think we have a comment in as well. People giving out about Meath being so low, and we won't give Meath any more airtime. But I don't know, Owen. You've got the chance to redeem yourself next week with this, but a lot of counties are going to be unhappy with this.
Who would be your top 3? So, like, am I right in saying Dublin 1, Mayo 2 for you? Or what am I thinking? What are you thinking?
Dublin 1, Mayo 2, Cavan 3.
I think Cavan are the third best team in the country.
Owen, as things currently stand, I went into that, as a Monaghan fan, went into that Cavan match with zero confidence. And I usually have confidence in this in my Monaghan panels. But even I almost had a tear brought to the eye when Mickey Graham and Raymond Galligan gave their post-match interviews on Sunday evening. And this Cavan team cannot be underestimated. They're playing Dublin. They've been underdogs for each of their games so far against Monaghan. Antrim, they were favourites. And then against Down, a lot of people fancied Down for that match. And then, of course, they were underdogs against Donegal. And, you know, they will be, of course, underdogs against Dublin. But I'm going to put Cavan in 3 and Kerry in 4.
If Cavan had beaten Kerry, you'd obviously have to make that leap. But I wouldn't be surprised if things go badly wrong for them and they might actually make a bit of a plummeting down the power rankings. Like, I mean, all the joy just gets sucked out of the fact that you have the inevitability of Dublin possibly hammering their semi-final opponents in any given year. It's nothing against Cavan, but there is a likelihood that it might happen in a couple of weeks' time. And that's actually the other thing. I mean, like, maybe if Dublin get brought out of Croke Park, maybe if what Mickey Graham is saying actually comes to fruition over the next little while, then I don't know, maybe this could be a little bit of a shock. like, I do think we're also at the stage of, if Dublin don't hammer you by a certain amount, then you don't drop down the power rankings that much. Like, Westmeath benefited from that logic. If Meath perhaps lost on Saturday night but didn't get beaten by the margin they did, maybe they'd still be a top eight team. I don't know. These are some of the questions. We'd love to hear from you at home. You can tweet us at Off the Ball. Any and all abuse is welcome to the opener and mostly ignored on my part. Shane Hannan, thanks a million for everything this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Owen.
I should tell you as well, before we wrap up, we are at the semi-final stage of the 2020 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship. Super Value, as part of their Support Where You're From campaign, have given us some great prizes to give away. They got your favourite stub of match programme, jersey, photo with your hero, any GAA-related items you've been dying to tell the country about. You can just make a 20-second video explaining its significance. Get them into us on any OTB social channel or on WhatsApp at 087-9180-180. And we will choose a winner every Friday during the championship. Each weekly winner lands a €200 voucher for a Super Value near you. Super Value, proud sponsors of the GAA Football All-Ireland Senior Championships. See facebook.com/SuperValueIreland for more details. OTBAM is live with you every single morning from 7:30 with thanks to Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette, giving you the confidence to tackle the day ahead.
OTB AM.
With Gillette, proud supporters of Movember. Gentlemen, let's move. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation. Don't miss a second of the action. Subscribe now to the OTB AM podcast to get it every weekday morning in your podcast feed from 10 a.m.